This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go get him, Matt. Go get him, Matt. Look at that stride. Dig it in. Stride now. Woo!
Smully and Hall. It's Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score, and it's time to bring in our guy, Greg Gabriel. And Greg, that was Brian Baldinger breaking down a play and watching Matt Nagy stomping around the sidelines and very happy about it. I don't know how you can be unhappy with what the Bears are doing. I think it's a very interesting time for them because we'll learn even more. By Monday morning, we should have a real good feel for exactly how good this team is and where they stand in the NFC North.
No question. Real big game this week. I look at it this way, that if the Bears have any aspirations of winning the NFC North, this is an absolute must win. That if they lose this game, they're looking at potential wild card playoff spot, but no chance at the NFC North. Now, mathematically, that's not the case, but I think they've got to split with Green Bay, split with Minnesota, and beat Detroit twice to have any shot at winning the NFC North.
You know, Greg, we've been having a conversation always about the quarterback, but I want to look at their linebacker, another first-round pick, Roquan Smith. You write about him on 670thescore.com. Molly and I have had a conversation about, you know, did they get the right linebacker? Because you look around the league, and there are a lot of good rookie linebackers. The Bills have Tremaine Edmonds. The Colts, I think when you look at Darius Leonard, he's a star. But Roquan Smith has quietly progressed pretty well. He had a sack the other day. He's now had two games in a row. He's had double-digit tackles. How would you compare him to the rest of the linebacker class who are rookies, and how would you describe what he means to the Bears' defense?
Well, I think that if he has a big game this week, because it's going to be on national TV, that he's going to start jumping into this defensive rookie of the year conversation. And the reason I say that, and David, I think both of you guys would be real familiar with this, a lot of times if a guy starts off the season real big, you know, that just sticks with the media, the people that do the voting. And a guy that starts off slow gets kind of left by the wayside. And so you need a national game like the Bears are in this week to get back up with the other guys. And the one kid is, you know, Derwin James in San Diego. First four games were outstanding for him. But since then, I mean, yeah, he's been a very good player, but he hasn't put up the numbers like he did in those first four games, where in the case of Roquan, you know, he started slowly because he didn't even start the first game, but he did play in a rotation, got the starting role the next week, but he missed all of training camp as far as the football part. You know, he was there for the meetings after, you know, what he missed, two preseason games, and then he was in for meetings and stuff, but he wasn't doing as much on the field because of the hamstring problem. And that set him back a little, but I think this guy's a great football player. I had him as the number one linebacker going into the draft, and the reasons were his instincts. He just, you know, you can do two things. You can anticipate or you can react, and he anticipates. And he knows where the ball's going to be. He gets there and he makes plays. You know, comparing him to Edmonds, who Buffalo has, and Edmonds having a good year. I thought he was more of a reactor. And it showed in a lot of misdirection-type plays where Roquan didn't get, you know, fooled as anywhere near as much as Edmonds would have gotten fooled in those against those misdirection-type plays. The guy down at Indianapolis, good player, obviously played at a small school, but he stuck out. I think he lasted a little longer because people had questions about his size and he didn't run quite as good as people thought he was going to run. On tape, he looked like a 4-5 guy, and then he ran much slower than that at the combine. But what a great player. And another guy like Roquan, who has really great anticipation type skills. Vander Esch, if it wasn't for a questionable medical, and there's a bunch of teams that flunked him on the medical because of a neck problem, he would have gone much higher. Really good quality player. I mean, I think for inside linebackers, probably the best class we've had in years.
Hmm. Boy, you know, we were talking about it during the break, and I know you're a good friend of Chris Ballard. The draft class in Indy, suddenly that team is looking really good. That draft class is unbelievable. They got two starting offensive linemen. You mentioned the linebacker. He put together one hell of a draft class.
Well, you know, I think he went in, he looked at the strength of the draft, and he knew what he had to do. And he had a new defense coming in, new type of system. The system, very similar system to what Lovie ran here, and Chris is very familiar with that. So he had to get guys to play that scheme. And so in this draft, he attacked two things, the offensive line and getting defensive players. And I think he's going to do the same thing again next year because that's he's got the quarterback. Now he's got to, take care of the offensive line, the defensive line, get a little bit better in the secondary, and he's going to be fine. But, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He's really, really happy with the way the offensive line is playing. I mean, with 2 weeks in a row, they put up big yards on the ground, and they've been controlling the game with the run game, and that has him the most pleased because he thinks that, talent-wise, he's still undermanned as compared to, other teams in the league.
So, Greg, when you flip on the tape and you're the Bears coaching staff, offensively, defensively, what are your biggest concerns when the Vikings are on the screen, and what's your biggest concern Sunday night?
I'm just starting to do the breakdown now that I have to do for Pro Football Weekly, but they're a well-rounded team on offense, and they can run the ball well, and I think part of it is, Dalvin Cook, coming off an injury, was off to a slow start, then missed some games. But then he had a big game last week, averaged 9 or 10 carries or yards per carry last week. Very athletic. He gives you another dimension as compared to Latavius Murray, who's more of a power guy in the run game. And then you've got between Thielen, Diggs, tight end Kyle Rudolph, and Laquon Treadwell, they got some really good receivers. And, obviously it shows how many completions they have got. 259 completions already in the game and thrown for 26, almost 2,700 yards. So it's going to be a really tough game for the Bears. I don't know if the weather's going to play into it that much. It's going to be a cold day, but it doesn't look like it's going to be windy or wet. So, I think it's just going to be the better team's going to win, and the defense has got to be ready to play.
We were of the belief at one point that the only thing Minnesota was missing was the quarterback. How do you rate his play this year, and was it accurate?
I think it's too soon, Mike, to say that, is he worth $86 million or $87 million, whatever it was he got, because he's only played a half year in a new scheme. And the scheme is a little bit similar to the Bears scheme. They're offensive coordinator was in Philly the last couple of years, so he's taken a little bit of that, plus his own thoughts with that West Coast offense, and I think they're moving the ball really, really well. Cousins isn't a guy that's going to kill you with the long ball, but with his accuracy on the short, his instincts and the way he can find receivers and go through a progression, he's very, very good, and he's only going to get better as he gets used to playing in this scheme.
All righty, Greg. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, guys. Yep.
That's our guy, Greg Gabriel. Always interesting to talk to him.
When he talks about that rookie linebacker class, and, this is a guy that's been evaluating drafts for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's right. This is as good as you can remember a group of rookie linebackers being, especially at the inside linebacker position. It's impressive.
All righty, that is David Haugh. I am Mike Mulligan. We have Zach Zabeman. We like to call him the Ginger Hair Genius.
What a treat it is to have Zach here this morning.
He insisted on coming in.
Just saying.
You are a rude, terrible person.
No, he's not. He's the opposite of rude and terrible. He's actually very accommodating, friendly, and smiley.
That's why everyone likes him.
Everybody does like him.
Everyone around here does.
I don't know what you've heard, but that's what I've heard.
I, I don't know. I don't want to talk about him behind his back, but I love him.
Where is he? Is he here?
I don't know. He won't say anything.
By the way, Mitchell Trubisky, breaking news. Mitchell Trubisky, the Bears quarterback, is the NFC Player of the Week.
Get out of here. Get lost. You lousy rotten. You got to be joking.
No, dead serious.
It's good news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.